950, the progressive voice of Minnesota. It is the Matt McNeil Show. Hey, by the way, there's going to be a fundraiser coming up here. I want to make sure I mention this. It's on September 4th, which I believe is Saturday, 12 to 3 p.m. over at the Alexandria City Park. They're going to have a picnic lunch, listen to Governor Walz and other candidates in the legislature in CD7. Your chance to support the DFL in rural Minnesota. Again, one of the things that's very important is, as you listen to me in Minneapolis, St. Paul, is that we have to challenge the Republicans in every single district. That has to happen. And if we either don't challenge them, we don't run someone, or we run someone who's such a kind of incomplete candidate, bad candidate, I'll just say it like that, well, then we're just handing a seat to the Republicans, and we just can't do that. So we have to work around that. Joining me right now, John Peters is a previous candidate for Senate District 9. He took on Paul Gazelke. He's kind enough to join us. Hey, John, how are you today? John, can you hear me? Okay. Do we have Bonnie Bina joining us?
You do. I am here.
Hi, Bonnie.
You
how
hear
are
me?
I can hear you. I don't know if we have John Peters here. We'll hopefully have him here. Bonnie is the chair of the Douglas County DFL. Hello. How are you today?
Hey, I am doing well. Thank you for letting us take some time to talk with you today about what's happening out here in rural Minnesota.
I can tell you right. Oh, by the way, it does sound like John Peters. Are you there?
I'm here.
Beautiful. So previous candidate took on Paul, as I call him, Midnight Oil Gazelka, and he of course joined us. Okay, we got to talk about this because John, I do this. I do the Democrat of the Day during campaign seasons. And one of the things that just – I have met a lot of yellers out in rural Minnesota. But I've run into some candidates out there that it almost seems like there's a recruitment problem by the DFL that are either people that are just trying to be out there trying to be Republican light or don't quite know what to say because they're afraid of making Republicans mad. And neither one of them works. The reality is the DFL is a very easy-to-sell brand in rural Minnesota, especially in this day and age. And I think that that's something that we have to revisit the roots of the party and make sure people understand the DFL is not only it's Democratic Farm Labor. It's not only a party that works in metro areas, suburban areas, but in rural parts of the state as well.
Well, yeah. You take a look between the city and the country. Basically, we believe in the same things.
Yeah.
You know, we want to have small farmers succeed. We don't want to necessarily buy stuff like from Smithfield Meats that made their workers go to work during the COVID. They did nothing to help us, do proper distancing on there. They didn't really give them any pay. And the money goes to China anyway. I mean, so we have to figure out ways to help the small farmers, to help the small businessmen. You know, one of the big problems is health care. You know that.
Yeah.
Everybody knows that.
Oh, absolutely.
And, we need to make sure that there's a way to help all the small people in there. We take a look, what's one of the common thing that everybody wants? They want good housing. They want a good job that allows them to work. We want to make it safe for our kids. We want to have a clean environment that doesn't disappear in 50 years. We have to get that story out and, maybe ask some of your real Republican friends, not the ones that have gone over to the Trump side of the world. But, what do you really believe in? Let's take a look at what you believe in. And we have to get that message out.
Bonnie, I want to bring up with you, one of the things that's been fascinating to me is I talked to a guy who's part of a large pork-producing company. I also talked to someone he raises the pigs, and then he sells them to processors. I also talked to someone who works in the sugar beets, and both of them said the same thing. Oh, yeah, Trump really did a lot of damage to their bottom in his presidency. I mean, they'll tell you straightforward, we lost a lot of our markets. We lost a lot of things. And, I'm hoping that, Joe Biden will fix these things. But then when you say to them to get that to translate to say, well, clearly then I think the experience we've learned here is that don't trust Republicans with your policies on ag, especially when it comes to the markets. And yet they still say, well, I still believe the Republicans are better fit. How do you challenge that as the chair of the Douglas County? How do you go out there and challenge that? Because the reality is the Trump administration, Republicans have been disastrous for the markets for the ag sector.
You're right. The greatest challenge is helping the people here in the rural communities recognize that we're here to support them. And the F in DFL is farmer. I think one of the situations we run into is they don't recognize where the ultimate decisions on support for small farms and sustainable ecology and soil conservation and those types of things are at that local level. And so we need to, as local leaders and people here in our communities, support the local candidates, but we also need to get that message out. And you're right, it is a very hard message for us to get out. The best thing for us to do is to continue to give that message to the people who are already supporting and then help them to spread it on to the next group of people and to the next, so we can just expand that at the local level to that support that we have.
Well, and when these farmers' margins are $22,000, $23,000, $24,000 a year, you know, when you're talking about hitting that impact in that bottom line, because, you know, there's not a lot of wiggle room there. You know, it's something that I think the DFL needs to get back out there. And, you know, we're the ones that are trying to get, you know, for goodness sakes, the Republicans were out there trying to stop people with food stamps from getting fresh fruits and vegetables from the local farmer, for goodness sakes. We're out there trying to give you as many viable markets as possible. That's the DFL.
Right. One of the things I love best about some of these small communities is the shop local, the use local, the locally sourced. We've got grocery stores and restaurants here in the community that locally source as much as they can. What better than that to help support the farmer?
Mm-hmm. John, let's go back to you here. And we brought up health care. I mean, I think that it's a winning – I mean, there are some issues, broadband, ag markets, health care. These are – Democratic issues, DFL issues, and they resonate out there in the rural community. And my gosh, I mean, we have gone through a pandemic out there. Everyone knows someone who's been sick. Many people know someone who's died or knows a family that's had a loss during this crisis. You know, if you as a DFLer can't go on out there and make that argument that, you know, in this day and age, especially when you look at rural farms or rural healthcare centers, how the rural healthcare sector has been decimated by profit margins over the last 20 years. And we need to rebuild that back up so we have a much more viable healthcare system, including in rural communities. I think that that's the important thing, is you got to make sure you can get out there and make that argument. That's the important thing.
Well, it is important. I talked to a administrator at a health group here, and he said that if we didn't have the Affordable Care Act, we would have to go away. Mm-hmm. That is shocking because, you know, it's bad enough now in Mississippi where it takes 4 hours to get an ambulance if you have a heart attack. But imagine if I had a heart attack here in Browerville, Minnesota, and I had to get an ambulance from St. Cloud. You know, to do that, and it's just ridiculous. I had COVID last year. I think I told you that last year.
Yes.
It's not any fun. Let's put it this way. It's the second worst thing that's happened to me in my life. But it's terrible, and I do know that my wife works at a nursing home. She lost 22 residents last year.
Oh, my.
On there. And it's just... And right now, they're having – she had a nurse quit because she could make more money tending bar.
You know
– just imagine that. No more money tending bar than you can as a person that is providing unnecessary care.
You know, you bring up an interesting point. Because we've talked, one of the pleas you get from rural America is we need teachers out here, we need nurses out here. The problem is that those jobs have been pared down so much that you're right. I mean, a licensed nurse should not be making the same amount of money as, and frankly, as someone flipping burgers at a fast food restaurant. Nothing against people that work there. But the reality is, this is, as you say, there's a slightly larger education curve as well as importance of what they're doing every day curve to what a nurse is doing, or when it comes to the education of kids. The reality is that, you know, as cost-cutting measures have gone out there, we have made these jobs less appealing, and that is one of the things that's been hurting in rural Minnesota. I mean, I think that when you talk about talk a little bit about in rural Minnesota how raising that minimum wage, how has that gone over out there? Because I got to believe overall that that's good, that would be a good thing in regards to for many people in these communities that are barely getting by.
Well, from my point of view, it'd just be nice to have somebody earn enough money to let their kids go to daycare.
Yeah, there's another one right there. Yeah.
Yeah. But having enough daycare is another thing. But you take a look at it. I would say a lot of the business people are scared to death that they would go broke if they had to pay minimum wage and they had to raise the prices on their foods. But right now, they can't get enough people to work for them because of all the different things that happen. So therefore, they're losing business that way. And then we go one more step further on that. You realize that if most of these places raise the wage, say, from $8 an hour plus tips to even $12 an hour plus tips, that they would probably only have to raise their prices by 3%.
And they get scared away from that. Just a simple little math problem. They get scared away from that. But it's like making it sound like, well, your burger is going to be a $47 now. And it's not. It just that's a lie.
I mean, you know, I would pay 15 cents more for burger and fries.
Yeah.
You know, if I thought that it was going to help somebody take care of their kid, feed their kid. I mean, it's just simple. And these are the stories that we have to get out. We have to get out the fact that, you know, I sometimes tell people, don't look at the D behind my name. Don't look behind the R against my opponent's name. Ask us what we believe in and what you believe in. And I think if we can get that message out and actually get people to listen, we've got a chance. And let's just face it, 30% Biden's in the rural area here is not enough to help us next year. We need to get as many seats as possible. We need to get Paul Gazelka, I know Paul now, but Paul Gazelka out of leadership in the Senate so we can actually get something done. And we need to at least get up to an average of 45% to guarantee that we don't have Mark Lindell as governor next year.
You know, it's going to be interesting to see how the Republicans go down that road. But I agree with you wholeheartedly. Bonnie, I want to bring you back in on this because as the chair of the Douglas County GFP, DFL, I think it's important to talk a little bit about the difference between the city, how Democrats sell in the metro areas, suburban areas and rural areas. And I think one of the great crimes here, and I think part of this is the lack of, you know, agricultural broadcasting in the metro area. We don't appreciate the farmer, the economic impact, the foundation of our state's economy that rural farming is, because it truly is such an important element of it. At the same time, the metro area kind of gives rural areas fits. Now, it's not necessarily because of anything the metro area is doing, because let's face it, the issues of the metro area are very different than the issues of the rural communities. But the reality is that most Democrats, DFLers in rural Minnesota, are constantly challenged to have to defend metro area policies. But I have yet to ever see a DFLer in the city have to argue some policy from a rural county, because it's one of those things. That's one of the unfair things. Is it possible as a DFLer to look and say, well, if you want to talk about metro area issues, you need to go talk to the DFLers down there. I'm not running down there. I'm running up here. Next question. Is that possible to get away from that?
Possible, yes. And I really think what we here in the rural area should be doing is, instead of trying to sell ourselves on logic and statistics, remind people here in the community that it's not all about abortion. It's not all about guns, because most of us, I don't want to say most of us, but many people own guns. Many people shoot. My husband has shot guns in the past. I've shot guns in the past.
I'm a veteran.
We don't own.
I'm a veteran. I've shot guns plenty of times.
Yeah. Seriously, people here in the community don't, we're not against, and we're not trying to take away people's guns, and we're not trying to kill babies, but yet that becomes the key thing that blocks people from wanting to vote for a Democrat out here. And we were at the Douglas County Fair this last week, and we had a person come right up to us and say, yeah, my husband's here, several, that there were several people who said, you guys are communists.
Well, no.
And so how are they, that's what we're facing out here in the rural community is we're communists who kill babies and are against guns.
And what you here's my argument, which I'd go back because I've lived in rural America quite a bit in my life. I would just come back to them and say, that's the lie they want you to believe to stop you from looking at the fact that most of the aid that comes into this town goes to the corporate farmer. And it does not go to the small farmer, and it doesn't go down to the small business owner. It goes to the corporate farmer because they give them donations to their campaign. As a matter of fact, you tell me one Republican policy that's made us better. We're fighting for healthcare, for broadband. We're fighting for better ag markets for you while they're out there trying to get into trade wars with Trump. That's a better deal. Now, if you want to still believe their lies, which is basically doing their business for them, that's on you. But the reality is they're banking on you not looking at their record. That's how I fight that.
Yeah, exactly. And that's the message that needs to be told out here. And hopefully people are listening, but we need to find that platform where we can get that message out within Douglas County, Wilkin County, Pope County,
all the
Burns,
counties. Yeah, all the rural
all
counties.
The counties.
Yeah, exactly.
Because when you think about CD7, we've got 30 roughly counties out of the entire state that are just in our congressional district. It starts at the it starts and it ends in Iowa.
Yeah, it's a huge district. And by the way, and we're going to have to wrap this up because I got to get into the end of the show here. But I do want to mention this is why it's so important. Okay, you're not giving. When we're in campaign season, John Peters knows this. When we're in campaign season, I've got so many Democrats on and I ask you a lot to give, but we haven't had one lately. So here's what I want you to do. I want you to help out the DFL in rural Minnesota. You can make a donation. I'm going to send you I'm going to have a link here. There's the fundraiser, Governor Walz. I got the link. I'll put it up on social media a little bit later on. If you can't make it there, you can still make a donation. So click on that button, make a donation. But if you can make it there, please, Alexandria City Park, this Saturday, noon until 3. Governor Walz is going to be out there, other candidates for CD7. If we don't fight for these districts, if we just quit, if we just basically, just accept that we can't win, well, then we have already lost. And no one's going to vote for someone that's a quitter. That's just the reality. No one votes for quitters. You go out there and you fight. And the reality is the DFL is the party for rural Minnesota, because the reality is the Republicans have done nothing for these communities. And it's about time we took those communities back and gave them some actual proper representation. You guys, are you looking forward to coming up this Saturday?
Oh, yes. I am. Yeah. And by the way, Matt, could you show me the way to the John Deere Pavilion?
The John Deere? Okay, just turn around, John. It's right behind you.
Bonnie doesn't know what we're talking about here, maybe.
We were talking about this last hour. When you broadcasted the State Fair, sometimes we were kitty corner from the John Deere Pavilion. It was right behind us in Gossage.
Oh, sure.
Where's the John Deere? Look at the green and yellow. It's right over there. It's up on Machinery Hill. Enjoy that. John Peters, a previous candidate for Senate District 9 against Gazelka, and Bonnie Bina, the chair of the Douglas County DFL. Hey, guys, thank you very much. You need my help. You need the metro area's help. You've got it. Let us know. Have you guys back on. We'll talk more about this. We'll keep fighting for rural Minnesota. You guys are doing good work out there. Don't get dragged down by the fools. We got a good message. I think if we're hammering it home, we will win. And once again, I do want to go on out there and remind everyone of the fundraiser coming up, Alexandria City Park, on September 4th, noon until 3. John Peters and Bonnie Vina, thank you very much. I appreciate the time.
Thank you.
Thank you so much, Matt.